This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
So we're here to add some value to your day, to this hour. It's Friday, the 18th of December, and you have tuned in, you have joined, you have collaborated with the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan will be back on the Monday program because she is, where'd she go, someplace in upstate New York and probably get just her luck.
Got a lot of pictures of snow, that's
not
for sure.
19, I was going to say, inches of snow. We had 14 here yesterday. I should have taken a picture of me on my backhoe cleaning out the barnyard and cleaning out the driveways and things around here. I had on a beautiful but very ugly sweater. In my mind, the two go hand in hand. And it was coincidental to today being National Ugly Sweater Day. The third Friday of December, every year, people all over the country trade their casual garments for something more festive. This is like National, what is it, Fruit Pie Day or Fruit, what do they call those cakes? Fruit cake? They should have a...
Are you kidding right now? It's fruit cake.
Fruit cake, that's it, right, exactly. So these are, this is the equivalent of a fruit cake that you eat. This is a fruit cake for your body. And when you look at some of these ugly sweaters, you can't help but laugh. My God, some of them are really, really ugly. It's been, you know, some of the sweaters I've had, Bob Kay posted a picture, Jennifer, of me on his Facebook page. The two of us when we were young whippersnappers, and I was wearing a coat that I still have. And I kind of laughed.
Well, you kind of keep. I mean, you go with the vintage look, don't you?
Well, I don't know about vintage look. I usually am, if I do decide to dress up and be sort of natty, I have plenty of stuff that is up to date. And I think my wardrobe was renewed a few years ago and has pretty much been in style. But with men, it's easier. See, I think it's harder to find ugly sweaters for men than it is for women because women look at things differently. I think, maybe an ugly sweater is an ugly sweater. Have you got any ugly sweaters? Who's got ugly? Everybody,
do you know what ugly sweater day is?
Ugly sweater, you know, raise your hands. What is it?
Well, it's when people buy the stupid, tacky, ugly Christmas sweaters and then wear them this time of year. So an ugly sweater isn't like, you know, just an ugly brown sweater you'd wear every day of the year. It's
right.
Like the ugly, crazy, festive, over-the-top sweaters that they make around Christmas time.
Yeah, like Huxtable used to wear on the Crosby, on the Cosby Show.
I think right, except
gaudy,
that was just a sweater.
Ugly.
That was an 80s sweater. Ugly Christmas, an ugly sweater day to celebrate must have a Christmas theme.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, so that would be Clark Griswold then in Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah, that was like that. Okay. Well, so celebrate that. If you feel like celebrating something, every day we ought to, I think what we ought to do, we start a tradition of just what is it that we can celebrate today? What is there today that you can celebrate? There are a lot of people who've gotten their shots already. I guess some people are happy about that, even though now, here I am throwing water, cold water on the conversation about some of the new vaccines. There has been a post, this is, what's so wrong? Last night, a friend of mine and I spent an hour or two talking about what the Internet is, or not the Internet, but the tools, all of the devices that we have and what it's doing to us. And, excuse me, the ability to spread rumors and stuff. And you and I have talked about this 100 times. What do we believe? So is there are posts that are likening the new vaccine to thalidomide? Do you remember the thalidomide scandal?
No. What was that?
Okay. So for those of you who don't remember what thalidomide was, it came out probably 40 years, maybe it was longer, but it was linked to supposedly birth defects in babies. So you take this shot.
What were they trying to treat with it? Do you remember?
It was banned after it was discovered it caused birth defects. I'm trying to remember what it was when it hit the market. It was supposed to be something that counteracted nausea and insomnia in pregnant women. So you were pregnant, you took this, and it was supposed to make you, you know, how women get pregnant, they get nausea. And this was supposed to treat that. However, it did just the, well, it treated it, but it also pretty much killed the baby.
The baby also glowed, right.
Yeah, exactly. Right, exactly. So now there is a rumor that thalidomide is, you know, this stuff is like that. It'll kill your baby if you take it, if you're pregnant, you know, you better not do that. And so then where do you go with that? And what do you do with it? And how do you counter it? Now that that's been spread, you know as well as I do that rumors are hard to put down. It's kind of like a 12-alarm fire. So there are some defects, though, I think, in this. A couple of people complaining about Bell's palsy and... you know, that
now, I've talked to a few doctors who have said that that's a just it happened to be that it was kind of a coincidence. That's the number of Bell's palsy cases that you get anyway in a test group. So I don't know if that's true, but that's what I've heard.
Has Trump had a shot yet? Has Pence had his shot?
No, Dr. Pence Fauci? Gets his today.
Trump gets his today?
Pence gets his.
Oh, Pence gets it. What about Trump? Is he getting one or not? He doesn't need one because he had the.
Yeah, he has the virus already, so Pence is getting it, and I think he's doing it on TV today.
Mm-hmm. And what about the other presidents, like Clinton? When's that supposed to happen?
I don't know. I think whenever their number comes up, but I don't know.
Oh, not until.
Yeah, I don't. I think everybody's waiting till their number comes up, but we'll see. Maybe they'll.
Well, the number for those guys will all be well. Not Obama, because he's not older than that. But Clinton and Bush are both old enough to be in the older group, like me. And so there is that to consider. Anyway, take a deep breath, Doug. What I'm getting from my son is that Los Angeles is now. It is what he called it, ground zero, in a note he sent to me last night. And
well,
so, what is
a lot of misinformation going on around here. They're saying we're at 0% hospital capacity, but what they're talking about is in county medical facilities. They're not considering the Kaisers of the world. They're not considering the private hospitals of the world. So
what is your fiance? He works for Kaiser. What does he say about all of this?
He says there's people in the hospital, but they're not overrun. They're taking precautions because the numbers are getting higher, so they do have like some contingency plans, but they're not. He hasn't been pressing panic. They put a hold on some elective surgeries so that they would make room for people who might.
So where did the availability number come in at zero? Where did that come from? I see a story from the L.A. Times.
Yeah. Right. It's first of all, those are county facilities, so that doesn't include, like I said, Kaiser or all those other places. But you see it, and it's enough to scare the hell out of you because you think, what am I supposed to do? And what if I need to go to the hospital for something besides COVID? So number one, that's set up to try to scare the heck out of everybody. Number two, the number of hospital beds is not what's at stake. It's the ratio. So there's a ratio number of how many people you need to have in a hospital for how many staff that you have. Now, it's very possible they're not out of beds. The 0% occupancy is not out of beds. What it means is that they'd have to call other doctors in to try to get their ratio right. So they'd have to ask doctors from other areas to come into those hospitals to add more patients to the docket, basically.
All right. So the other things, though, there are new restrictions and closures, according to the L.A. mayor, and this thing that I'm seeing this morning's L.A. Times. Well, what's that? They opened them last week and they closed them this week and back and forth. This shows you not only the erratic nature of the mayor's thinking, but how faulty it is to begin with. And I was talking to a friend of mine who lives in San Pedro last night, who was just, she said, I cannot believe how bad our government is here. And I think that reflects the thought, no matter what your political strain, there is no politics involved in this. And this woman runs a small business, and she said, you know, her friends that run these little businesses, and then there's this IRS thing. Do you see that? The IRS wants to increase taxes on small businesses. I mean, at what point Huh? At what point, let me see if I can, yeah. I mean, at what point do we have people who have a friggin' clue? Here it is. The PPP tax deductibility measure, which was part of the original bill, now in the new bill, is being, the IRS is trying to get members of Congress to change the regulation so that they can increase taxes on small and mid-sized businesses that got the money from the PPP. Even after the first time around, the Treasury Department and the in the and the Congress, members of Congress, said, no, we're not, this is probably going to be something of under $50,000 that we will write off, we'll offset it. Because if you increase taxes, what the hell do they think is going to happen to Main Street businesses if you increase the, what are these people thinking? I mean, come on.
Well, they're not. And instead of, we talked about it the other day, instead of thinking like a business, they think, okay, we're going to just have to raise taxes if we need more money. They're not talking about cuts. They're not talking about any of that stuff. They're not considering that because the government is struggling, maybe some of those small businesses might be struggling too. It's just,
well, maybe. I mean, look around, for God's sakes, and see what's going on. I just, and with farmers, even though the farmer, the produce guys have had a good year, a decent year, I was talking to somebody on the American Family Farmer Show that I do every week, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, or on a lot of the same stations that carry this program. We were focused on what the smaller farmers, how the growth rate is versus the big giant agribusinesses in terms of what they're doing for business. The smaller farmers are getting a better share, but because the now the agribusinesses realize that and they're buying up every bit of land that they can put their hands on, you know, that's another impact of all of this stuff. So, you know, and it's we need to be aware of it. It is more than be aware. We need to know where the food is coming from. I think people are more aware of that now. And there already are some pretty gaping holes with people going to shop and get ready for Christmas early. If you go to some of the bigger department stores, I mean, some of the department stores like Target that have food, Walmart, those places, they don't have a lot of food. They certainly haven't gotten much fresh food. They got a lot of frozen food. And so maybe that's what people are going to, anyway, you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
In California, where you are, I'm so sorry I'm not going there, but yet I'm not, in a manner of speaking, because all of this stuff just sort of flames up in your face. I am going to Salt Lake City this weekend, though, Jennifer.
And you'll have a great time. I think Utah is a little more sane.
Yes, right. And a number of reasons. Not necessarily when it comes to family stuff, but I'm not going to get into that now. 18 past the hour. Time for us to think about getting connected with the people at Calitrin. They have, I didn't know if you knew this or not, but one of the reasons people choose Calitrin is because they'll offer you a private session with an available counselor. And so this is, if you're not sure about how, whether this works or not, or whether it's good for you, you know, it may not be that this is the exact right thing for you. But you can find that out when you go to toploss.com, their website, and nose around and see what it is. You know, you read the stories of success. I've decided sort of lately, because of things that are happening, little medical stuff here and there with me, that I'm checking things out a little more thoroughly, and I'm not just going to do what the recommendation is until I find out that it's right for me. So you should do that when it comes to a weight loss program. Make sure it's right for you. And I recommend this because not only is it a good weight loss program, because steady, you know, what's the old expression, slow and steady wins the race? Yep.
That's it.
But then other than that, it's something that you need to be comfortable with. So let's get into it. It's an all-natural program. That's why I like it. It works, it works, it works. But see it for yourself. Check it out. Toploss.com. And when you do check out and take advantage of the special deals, use the DJV code for no shipping and those special, special deals.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Crazy Train, this is the perfect guy to sing that song. This is Ozzy. Do I have to say Osbourne? Ozzy. Oh, what's his first real name? It isn't Ozzy. It's like William
or something,
isn't it? John. Okay, yeah, all right, John. Anyway, John Osbourne here. Doesn't have quite the same ring to it, though, does it? Under the circumstances. Ozzy writing a 9-minute really crazy journey for a new album. The song's called Really Crazy Journey. And members of Metallica and the Foo Fighters and Red Hot Chili Peppers are recording music for that record with him. The music for Osbourne's upcoming album is quite epic, according to the producer anyway. Andrew Watts, the producer, he said, quote, there's some songs on there that are 8 or 9 minutes long. These are really, really crazy journeys. You know, that reminds me of one of my all-time favorite songs. During the disco, R&B disco era, and it was being played just as I finished being a jock and went into talk. It's called Heaven Must Be Missing an Angel by Tavares. Do you know that song? Either Phil? You know that, Jennifer? You know that song?
I don't know that song.
Okay. It's a fabulous, I mean, you just listen to the first two bars of it, and it sends you into the best place you could possibly be. And even the philosophy of Heaven Must Be Missing an Angel. The reason I mention it here is because the original version of it was 8 minutes and 38 seconds long.
Oh.
And then for the pop stations, they cut it down to 3 minutes and 47 seconds, if I remember correctly. But it's kind of like this. You know, the people said, oh, my God, nobody's going to play that 8-minute version. Well, it
That's
turned
your bathroom
out
it, song, isn't it, for DJs? You,
like exactly. It was a DJ band. But like MacArthur Park or some of those other songs that were 6 or 7 minutes. And so I guess this is one of those, well, don't need bathroom breaks anymore because most of the jocks are on tape or recorded. They're just dropping in liners and stuff. There's not much conversation about the music, which is too bad because there really is. There are a couple of stations around, WZLX in Boston, where the guys really know the music. They've been on the air for years. And fortunately, with all the ownership changes in radio, the people that bought the station are smart enough to leave it the way it is because it's like the number two or three station consistently in the city. And they all talk about all of these songs one way or another. And so this song will emit, I'm sure, a lot of conversation. Anyway, Andrew Watt put together Ozzy Osbourne's 12th solo album, Ordinary Man. That came out last February. The record came together quickly as Osbourne recovered from surgery Remember, he fell down, and he's got Parkinson's, and so he had a problem with that. Producer is taking more time with the follow-up, partially because of COVID, I guess, and other things that are real in the market. It's been hard with COVID and everything to keep him safe, Watts said. We all test every day before we work, and it's just me and Ozzy there, my engineer. So it's taken a bit longer, but it's cool because the last one was made in... See, I think that's what's good about some of this stuff. You hear some of these stories about going into a studio and they hurry up and get it done, but if you get your own studio, you can take your time, and we all know that much of the time, taking time to finish whatever the project is better than trying to hustle it through. So anyway, Sharon Osbourne had this week, right? Didn't she have the virus? Ozzy did not have the virus.
I think they stayed away from each other.
Yeah, they've been quarantining in separate places this week. Yep.
She probably needed a break.
Yeah, it may have been. All right, quick story about the production of David Bowie's Lazarus in honor of his birthday, January 10th. So this is a story, this goes back to 2016. Let's save this for when we get to his birthday, all right, Phil? Remind me.
You got it.
This is a separate, this is a good story, and I don't want to squeeze it in, but because I talk so much about Ozzy, and heaven must be missing an angel, that maybe you can find that song, and then you'll understand. Maybe we'll play a little of it in the next half hour, and you'll maybe be remembering what the tune is all about. Meanwhile, it's 28 after the hour in this half hour of the DJV Show.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Mini is driving forward with the realignment of its model range with a clear focus on drivetrain technology, vehicle segments, and services of the future. At the center of its realignment is the expansion of electromobility. Commitment in the crossover and premium compact segments and strengthening of the market position in China. Customers' needs and wishes have defined the development of the Mini model range over the past two decades. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Here's something really exciting. Ebons, E-B-A-N-S. You're going to hear me talking a lot, Victoria talking a lot, Jennifer talking a lot about Ebons Bakehouse because of the cookies and the bread. Exceptional baked goods and treats from Ebons Bakehouse flying off the shelves around the country. Now you can get yours directly by going to Ebons Bakehouse. EbonsBakehouse.com, where their specialty is making cookies. Victoria says, oh, well, you're not going to talk about the bread. You're going to talk about the cookies because that's what you like. Well, she's kind of right about that. But they use only the best products, no matter what they're baking. Grass-fed butter from the Amish country, range-free chickens, gluten-free, no worries, taste fabulous. Get them for Christmas for all of your friends and family. EbonsBakehouse.com. When you're checking out, make sure.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Georgia's Secretary of State announced a statewide signature matching effort for the November election. President Trump's campaign claimed voter fraud and has requested that Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger execute the audit. Signatures for absentee ballots in all of Georgia's 159 counties will be reviewed. Biden has a less than 12,000 vote lead in Georgia. The Hunter Biden laptop is exposing the Biden family's close financial ties to communist China. The story, censored by social media and mainstream media before the election, is not going away. Joe Biden is attempting to change the narrative on CBS.
We have great confidence in our sons. I am not concerned about any accusations been made against him. It's used to get to me. I think it's kind of foul play, but look, it is what it is.
The laptop also shows Hunter doing drugs and contained pornography. USA Radio News.
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now. But if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
You grab life with both hands. And you grab your bike with both hands. Therefore, bike is life.
Figuratively speaking.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
So many 2020 election irregularities took place in November. A Senate panel was formed to look at the 1,000 sworn affidavits from witnesses. Videos from Georgia showing election workers pulling multiple suitcases of suspected ballots out from under tables after observers were sent away in the middle of the night. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
A Senate panel held a hearing earlier this week to dig into irregularities in the November election, with some members still questioning the results of the presidential election. Senator Rand Paul says he does believe Joe Biden will be the next president, but the Kentucky Republican tells Fox News that doesn't mean there wasn't fraud in the 2020 election.
It's sort of like Roger Maris beating Babe Ruth's record. He got an extra 8 games to do it in, so it's not a fair comparison. I think that there was fraud, significant fraud, and I think the only way we can fix this is in the future by changing the laws, because frankly, we've seen this in the past. LBJ was a big cheater. Pritchard in my state went to jail for cheating. There's a lot of cheating that has happened in our history, but the courts also have a long-term history of never listening to the arguments. They have punted 60 times, but it's important that the left not get to misconstrue this. None of the court cases were on the facts. They were on standing and procedural technicalities. Nobody has ruled that there wasn't fraud.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
There is no such thing as the office of the president-elect in the United States government, nor is Joe Biden officially president-elect until electors officially count their numbers the first week in January. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Recognize this, Jennifer?
I do.
All right, so now you know what I'm talking about. Let's crank this up a little bit, Phil. This is one of the greatest songs ever recorded.
This is a very Doug song.
Ah, you know me so well.
Got that wild disco Doug.
Yep.
Positive vibe. You know.
Ah, fabulous.
I can see you in a truck with the windows rolled down.
Yep, all the way down. Yep. Right to the top. Well, I was on PBS special the other night, the R&B special that they run when they're looking for money in the Begathon. And it's just they're from New Bedford, Massachusetts. I think there are three, maybe four brothers, the Tavares brothers. For those of you who are just joining us and wondering what the who's taking over our radio program, no, music
it's
is
a holiday
important.
Week. Come on,
but it's music is a very important part of our lives. And I want to, as we get into the new year, spread it around a little bit more, not just have one little piece of the program talking about the stories here. I was talking about long songs in the musical segment a couple of minutes ago. And this is an example of a song that was originally recorded at 8.5 minutes long. Did you find that version? This is a 3:30-something.
No, I didn't get that.
Yeah. What it is basically the same song over again, a lot of riffs and heavy production and so forth. But if you know this song, you love it. If you've never heard it, here, listen to it for a second and enjoy it. See him dancing on the stage. I'm thrilled with your, well, listen to the lyrics. Captured by your style. I'd like to just be the...
Ooh. Wow, look at you make my corduroy elbows flutter.
All right. So you get the point. Yeah, holiday week, week from Christmas. It's the 18th, add 7 to that, and you got Friday, December the 25th. We got a big program for you on the 25th. Those of you who are around, a lot of stations carry this program on holidays that might not otherwise do it because they know they can count on a good program. And this is something actually been put together by my pal, Bob Kay, who loves, he's one of the best engineers, radio engineers around anywhere, knows that side of the business cold, even though he's programmed some of the best talk radio programs in the country over his career. He's just really good at putting things together. So it's a great, you'll enjoy our Christmas special.
What's fun about watching Bob work is he's got this gigantic glue stick. And you just, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like arts and crafts day. It's amazing.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so the folks at Pfizer say that millions of vaccine doses are waiting to be shipped, but the government hasn't told them where to send them. So what's the story? What is the... Hello. There are a lot of millions of these things sitting in a warehouse someplace. What in the hell is the matter? Apparently, they got a lot of these. They put them in the warehouse before the Food and Drug Administration said, okay. And then they sent Ken got his shot yesterday morning. Ken Cronin.
Has he grown an antler? He's okay, right?
I think he's all right. He didn't send me a note. He told me, he called me actually from the line where he was or the place where he was to tell me what was going on. He just said, okay, I'm watching this and sitting here. And that was the last I heard from him. So either it went well or he's clunked over someplace. But his daughter would have called me had it been a negative thing. So I think he's doing fine. And all of his staff, I guess, is getting it today. So the shipping delays and the other stuff, this is America today. Everything gets screwed up. And, you know, there's so many people in things, this public service or whatever it is, the public sector. They're going to nursing homes today and this weekend, right? Frontline healthcare workers. Let's see here. There is in these two or three warehouses around the country, there are over 100 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine. And next week, they're going to have 100 million doses of the Moderna. I think the FDA is supposed to approve it on Monday, right? Monday or Tuesday of next week?
They offered the emergency authorization, so that's the first step in the process. That happened yesterday evening, so onward with the Moderna. And then as far as who goes next, because right now it's doctors and nurses and senior citizens in nursing homes, according to at least what they're going to do in California, the next step is grocery workers, which I thought was kind of interesting.
Ag workers, so, I'm in line for
grocery workers, teachers, which would be good to send kids back to school, and police and fire. So that's kind of the next step.
The kids back in school everywhere, not just in a few places. So also, it's interesting, vaccine news has led to a real big spike in travel bookings, right? Mostly, it's not just the airlines are getting a big boost already, and they're back in the... I noticed most of the airlines...
People are tired.
Increased. Well, that's right. I'm going to Salt Lake this weekend. I just want to get the hell out of here for a couple of days. But I noticed that American and Delta increased the trip load 15% this month, and they're going up 20% next month in comparison to where they were a couple of months ago. So, that's a good sign. I'm sure that your $500 investment in the cruise line is going to be worth maybe $105.
No, you'd be surprised. It's actually,
really?
I think I've like doubled in it. Well, I think
really?
I almost tripled my money in it. Yeah.
Woo, so neat. Good for you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really, even here all by myself, huh?
That's it. I got my $1,500 out of the stock market and I'm out of here.
Right. Uh-huh. All right. So there we go with that. The jobless claims, up 885,000 this week because of the resurgence of the virus. So here we have, and what happens under this the new bailout bill to people who are unemployed. What actually are they going to get? Anybody decided? Was this thing
well, they haven't signed it yet. That's the thing, is that it might get done today. You know, there's deadlines that are looming because they have to go home for Christmas in Congress, of course. And so many of them know that they can't. I mean, it's so disingenuous. The reason everybody's doing this now is because Georgia's coming up. And so the parties want to jockey and be like, we're the ones that got that stimulus for you. It's like, how about just organically helping people instead of having to wait for a
that's your job, you morons.
Help people.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
And so goes Congress. So it looks like right now that there will be a stimulus check for individuals. $600 to $700 is what the figure is, but that's not set in stone yet. And again, that's nice. I mean, every little bit helps, but when the
so that's what you and I are going to get, $600?
Yeah, if you make under, I think what it was, $100,000 or $100,000.
So then what happens over
120,
that?
120, nothing. You get nothing if you make over that. But here's the thing.
Okay.
If you, I mean, at least it's something helpful, but when the eviction orders start to expire, which is going to happen at the end of the year on the 31st, watch out. Because that's when there's going to be big problems. Unless they start those orders up again, you're going to have people handing, you know, their landlords will hand them
get
a bill
out.
For 8 months rent and say, you got to pay this or you got to go.
Yeah, there they go. So did you see, speaking of the virus, a college student and her boyfriend sentenced to 4 months in the slammer in the Caymans for violating their COVID measures. This is something that's going on in other places in Jamaica. My friends that work, that live down there and work on the farm tell me the same thing's going on there. Anybody who doesn't follow the rules, because those countries are run differently. You know, they may have an elected president or whatever, but they got a lot. it's not like we have, you don't go along with the rules. The Constitution, what is it called? The right of habeas corpus? What is it that guarantees you a swift and speedy trial?
Oh, God, I think you're on to something. But what I think is funny is that Americans, and I think the reasons that we get so many bad raps when we travel places is that in our country, you know, look, I'm all for people who push back, who want to rally against some things that they think aren't right. That's great. Mm-hmm. That's allowed in our country. When you go traveling places, don't be an idiot. I mean, you have to follow the rules, just like we want people who come here from other places to follow the rules.
Right.
You know, when you're at home, you can act one way. When you're somewhere else, get it together.
Yeah. Speaking of the holiday and fun times, boy, I wasn't quite expecting the response to be what it has been for Ebon's Bakehouse, but I'm very thoughtfully happy about the fact that so many people have responded to the Ebon's Bakehouse opportunity for gluten-free foods, breads, rolls, cookies, that sort of thing. You've been eating them. I've been eating them.
The cinnamon raisin bread is my absolute favorite.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, I don't need to be gluten-free. I don't have the disease.
Well, that's the beauty of this.
But it's so good.
You want
it anyway. I've been handing out the cookies like crazy, and everybody's like, oh, my gosh, what are these? They love them so much. And usually that's not the case when you get gluten-free foods. Everybody's like, oh, thanks. No, thank you. But everything that I've shared so far, people absolutely love.
Yeah, well, I think that's the idea. And that's why we were happy to have this as a message before Christmas, and I'm sure we'll continue the message after Christmas, because people don't just like cookies and this sort of thing for the holidays. I mean, we all love to have, I'm a big peanut butter and jelly sandwich guy. I used to love cheese sandwiches, but I'm not supposed to have those now anymore under the New World Order. Chocolate is a problem for me. So yesterday, I took all the chocolate. I had two big bags of chocolate, things that were in the refrigerator. I had downstairs in the cellar in the refrigerator there, and I just gave them to the help because I'm not supposed to have chocolate anymore, which is really it's one of the things that triggers an event if you have any kind of stuff
in
your...
What does it do to you?
Well, chocolate, the caffeine does it as well. Your father and I were talking about this. I have, for those of you who haven't caught up with what's going on, after I had that TIA experience in September, I've had a lot of examinations, and, you know, I'm very careful about how I take care of myself and have been all my life. So that's why, I mean, taking care of my health, I'm not too careful on the farm sometimes. I bumble and fumble and, you know, I have lots of cuts and bruises. But if I'm going to avoid, I had a monitor on for a month, and the monitor showed that I had an episode of it wasn't a flutter. That's what they called it. And so now I'm, in order to avoid that, because it could lead to a stroke, and certainly I'm not interested in that, so I'm being a little more cautious and careful about what I eat. So instead of the chocolate chip cookies, you'll love this, I'm going to have white chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, yeah. It's beating the system.
Yeah, right.
And the good thing is that the Ebons, they have the crispy shortbread, the pecan shortbread. No, they have the oatmeal, white chocolate. Yeah. So you're in good shape. You don't have to have chocolate if you don't want to.
No. Just whatever you want. If they're all of the cookies are gluten-free, everything comes out of Ebon's Bakehouse is gluten-free. Use the DJB code for a big discount when you check out. Just go through the website, see what's there. This is something that is what you got to try. Just try a few if you want at the beginning. And then when you get the taste, you'll understand why we are so enthusiastic about it. If you don't like it, for whatever the reason, there's a 100% money-back guarantee that goes with everything you buy on ebonsbakehouse.com.
I wonder if anybody's ever used that.
No, they're going to eat this stuff or give it to somebody. You know, I don't like this flavor, so give it to somebody that you maybe not that excited about. Here, I have a present for you. 46 after the hour, the Trump pardon situation. Kind of a crazy time after this.
67% of U.S. households own a pet, according to the American Pet Products Association. And while caring for one has always required time, love, and financial commitment, the pandemic has brought added stress and financial uncertainty, which could impact how you care for yours. Fortunately, there are things you can do to help be prepared for both routine care and unexpected illness or injury. For starters, financing options such as the Care Credit Health and Pet Care Credit Card. It allows cardholders to pay vet expenses over time with monthly installment payments, and it's accepted at 8 out of 10 eligible veterinary care providers across the country. You can also consider getting pet insurance. Pets Best, for example, can help cover unexpected expenses like cancer, surgeries, accidents, and more. In addition, they offer optional wellness coverage for ongoing expenses like vaccinations and medications. You create a personalized insurance plan, pay a monthly premium, and get reimbursed. Finally, there are wellness plans that many vets offer that cover certain types of care for a monthly fee. So be sure to ask yours about what they are and how they can fit within your budget. Being prepared for a lifetime of care can make all the difference.
All right, so let's figure this out, Jennifer. It's crazy time. Apparently, people are asking for, this is Christmas time, so let's have a pardon. I guess the calls, the emails have been flooding into the White House, people looking to benefit from his powers of clemency. Apparently, the staff is so inundated with requests for pardons and stuff, pardons, commutations, that sort of thing, that they've created a spreadsheet. To keep track of the requests.
Whose job is that, I wonder?
Oh, my God. Isn't that amazing? One person said it's just a lot of activity. Yeah, you think?
I'm sure.
Trump has shown not a lot of interest in using the Justice Department's pardon attorney system for assessing requests. I think he's looking at them from his own point of view. So does that mean Kushner gets one? Does that mean the chief of staff gets one? Does that mean the White House counsel gets one? Does that mean he gets one? Who gets them? No, and that's the big names. But there are guys. I have a guy down the street who's a police officer who went to jail for 18 months because he got hooked. I think I told you the story. He got thrown out of a window by a woman and got hurt, got onto the drugs and couldn't get off of them. So he started, you know, so he's looking for a pardon. And it happens, apparently. Trump is mulling.
A lot of people are trying to suggest that Trump is going to pardon everybody around him, his family, himself. Yeah. I don't necessarily believe that. I think he's going to pardon. The one that I think people are watching a lot is Julian Assange, whether or not Assange will get a pardon, because it's rumored that he's asking for it and wants it, and Trump's thinking about it.
Well, other turkeys got it in Thanksgiving. Why not him?
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tech Talk time now, 53 after the hour. It's time for us to review the top five items from this past week in terms of technology news. And I'll get to that top five to number one right after this.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
All right, the technology coverage is going to be broader under the new 5G. That's the news this week. Devices will be cheaper. You might start seeing applications that tap into 5G's benefits. The rise of 5G and foldable phones has invigorated the mobile phone industry, setting for as a stage for a big year next year. The world and phone sales sort of screeched to a halt, as we all know, so it'll be interesting to see. The problem with this is that it's so attached to China. They've been scooping up all the 5G phones. They've made most of them, and the problem is you can't trust them. Speaking of China, number four this week on our list of the top five items in technology – The Chinese appear to have used mobile phone networks in the Caribbean to surveil our mobile phone system, part of the espionage campaign against Americans, according to the security experts who have analyzed the signals data. The findings paint an alarming picture. Wow, who's surprised about this, of how the Chinese are exploiting their our vulnerabilities in the global telecommunications networks that they've set up. The attacks appear to be enabling China to target, track, and intercept phone communications of phone subscribers in our country. Let's see. There is at the heart of all of these allegations claims that China, using a state-controlled mobile phone operator in Cuba, is directing signaling messages to U.S. subscribers when they are traveling in the country or abroad. Wow. And nobody's waking up to how dangerous it is to be doing business with China yet. Where are we? Where is our head on this? Number three this week in the words, well, Victoria's not here, by the way. Victoria Keelan is on vacation this week. That's why I'm going through the list of the top five items at number three. In the first Democratic state to ask to sign on to the landmark Google antitrust lawsuit, the state of California has filed to join, along with many other states. California's request to be added makes it the first state run by a Democratic governor to ask to sign on to the case. People in California know that Google's market dominance has left most of us consumers, small businesses, with not much choice when it comes to internet search engines. And so for that reason, they want to go after them, and I hope they get them. They're just too big and too powerful, and they've got such deals with the Chinese. Wow. Number two, Federal Trade Commission asking all major social media and video streaming platforms to provide information on how they deal with users' personal data. This is sort of in league with what we were just talking about with Google. This is a request sent to Facebook and WhatsApp, Snap, Twitter, Amazon, YouTube, TikTok, Twitch, Reddit, and Discord. They want to know how the Internet giants collect, use, and track personal and demographic information, as well as how these policies affect minors. The companies have 45 days to respond. And the number one tech story of the week, the Russians are behind a broad hacking campaign. You see this with the Russians and the Chinese. The Russian government hackers have breached top cybersecurity firms, and the global espionage campaign continues. They compromised the Treasury Department this week and Commerce Departments and some of our other government agencies as well. The FBI is investigating the campaign by this hacking group working for the Russian Foreign Intelligence Service. They have private sector security firms working with them, hacking the State Department, the White House, and it's not clear what information was actually accessed. So there you go. Our friends, the Russians and the Chinese, at it again. That's Tech Talk for this week. Doug Steffen here at 59 past the hour.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.